If you have kids at school, then you know about school book packs. At the end of each year, instead of getting a list of what your child will need to get them through their next 12 months of school, the school actually does the shopping for you. Then in January, a box arrives full of textbooks, everything your child needs, and then a whole new set of pencil sharpeners and glue sticks. But what do you do with all those half-used glue sticks from last year? How many sharpeners does one kid need? Well, now there is a charity that wants your unused school supplies. Alison Schutt is the founding director of Stationery Aid. Morning, Alison.
Good morning, Rebecca.
What does Stationery Aid do?
We collect used and unused excess school stationery that would otherwise go to landfill, and we sort, clean, renew it, and we repack it or pack it into a yearly stationery and book list packs for disadvantaged students starting the school year.
Wow, that just makes so much sense, because as a parent, I have seen those multiple sharpeners and those multiple glue sticks and those multiple highlighters. How long have you guys been around for?
We're parents ourselves, and I guess we started, we had that pile of stationery approximately 2-3 years ago and had sorted it out. We were looking for somewhere to send it, and we couldn't find an organisation at the time that would take used but in good working condition, like stationery items, exercise books, those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
So they would only accept new. So we, Jan, my partner, and also one of our directors does Lions, and had a conversation. So we decided to, a group of us, start Stationery Aid. So that commenced last year. We were formally a registered charity in June last year. So we've been operating for just over 12 months.
Good on you. I mean, it makes so much sense. How many schools have you got on board?
Well, last year we commenced with a pilot program just to determine what the need was and to iron out any small issues that may occur along the way. We started with 3 schools initially collecting for us, and we had 17 schools and organisations at the end of last year that came on board to collect. We reached our target, which was 100 packs, stationery and book list packs. We ended up creating 97, but it reached 106 students across 13 schools. So in Queensland, predominantly northwest Brisbane, we work with the school leaders and school chaplains who identify students and families going through hardship and that are disadvantaged and turn up to school without their resources. Yeah, we reached 106 students across 13 schools last year, and they identified 215 families that was in the 13 schools that were in need of food, clothing, and educational resources. And some of those families have more than one child in them. So the need is great, and we're touching a small component of it. But the more that we collect, the more disadvantaged students and families we get to help.
Yeah, well, touching a small component, but probably making a very big difference, Alison. Alison's the founding director of Stationery Aid, so they actually want your, in good condition, but unused or unused stationery elements. So will you take anything? Like, can anyone donate?
Yes. So, look, we'll happily accept mainly school-based items, but if there is an office that has stationery, we will accept that as well. So we do receive a lot of inquiries from office-based businesses. However, it's purely the desktop items like station, like pens and pencils, erasers, glue sticks, those sorts of items, rulers that we need from offices. So at this point in time.
How can people donate or perhaps even get their schools involved?
Definitely. We've got collection points mainly across North Brisbane at the moment. We've got one in Runaway Bay. If you go follow our Facebook page, which is Stationery Aid, there's a list of collection points there, or you can message us as well if you're not sure where to find that information. We also have a website currently being developed, but it's not active today. So hopefully that should be up within the next week, and that'll be an interactive map where you could just go in and type your details of your location, your suburb, and it will tell you where your nearest collection point is. So that's the collection points are mainly within schools, but we do have some businesses and MP offices that collect for us. So across Brisbane North, we desperately need collection points in South Brisbane at the moment, or Southeast Queensland. So if there are any schools that are interested in coming on board, we'd love to hear from them, and or any businesses for that matter as well.
Brilliant. Well, you're talking to me in South Brisbane this morning, so let's put the word out loud and clear. South Brisbane in particular, schools will pick up points for stationery aid. Best to go to Facebook to find them. And the way I always remember stationery, as in relation to pens and papers, is the E, stationery, E for envelope. Is that how you learnt it?
That is correct. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes. Stationery.
Stationery, E-R-Y. Alison, congratulations on actually making a real difference to,
thank you, Rebecca,
to kids. Well done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Alison Schutt, the founding director of Stationery Aid. Check them out on Facebook.